Hey, everybody, this is Chris Eggleston, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Draft. It's good to be with you, and looking forward to sharing some insights with you on how to properly open source your expertise to get more business. So, I just attended you'd call it a workshop, I guess, and it was titled something like Startup 101 is Entrepreneurship for You or something, or Do You Have What It Takes to Be an Entrepreneur or something like that. And, so my purpose in going is having just recently moved, I'm trying to get back into the community, and if you guys go to chrisegg.com and go to the blog, you will see an article that I wrote a couple weeks ago now, but it was how I used webinars to grow my business or something like that, and it didn't start out as webinars. The first thing I did to start growing the business was live events. I would put on workshops. I partnered with the Chamber of Commerce, and I partnered with a incubator and did free workshops for their members. And the whole purpose was to establish myself as an expert, to share the knowledge that I have with other people who needed that knowledge to grow their business, and that established me as an expert. And literally, in 6 months, it doubled my revenues from the previous 12 months. And and in 6 months, I only did probably a total of 10 workshops, okay? And then I had a couple other speaking engagements in there as well. But so let's say 12. Let's say I had 12 speaking engagements in 6 months, and then doubled my revenues just from that. So I went to this workshop with the intent of trying to make some connections a local business association that helps small businesses. And so the intent was to go mingle, meet some people, kind of get my face back out there and do some pavement pounding, as it was once called. But as I'm there and I'm meeting the people around me, just chatting before the meeting starts, and then the meeting starts, and the lady starts talking, and she literally had, it was scheduled for an hour, she literally had maybe 10 slides in her presentation, and the presentation was essentially, this is the definition of an entrepreneur, fill out or take this quiz and see if you're qualified to be an entrepreneur, and it was characteristic questions like, are you afraid of risk, or are you willing to risk this or that for an unknown result? Are you, are you willing to be different? And, it just had all these different questions on them, and you had to say yes, maybe, no. And then you add it up, and at the end you got your score, and she showed you if you're in this bracket, then yeah, you qualify to be an entrepreneur. If you're in this bracket, maybe, maybe not. And if you're in this bracket, definitely not. Okay. Well, first off, I think that's a real poor evaluation of what an entrepreneur is, and kind of shows where we are today as to people thinking they can be an entrepreneur because they have a certain skill set or a certain aspiration, when really there's a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication required, commitment, oftentimes a lot of loss. But anyway, so she gets up. So again, this is what entrepreneurship is. Take this test and see if you're qualified. Well, she started out with, this is why I'm qualified to be in front of you. And it was, I've had 10 multi-million-dollar businesses in my lifetime. And she never mentioned what any of them were. But then she goes into her presentation and just really, like, she shares some examples of successful entrepreneurs. And there was absolutely no value. Absolutely no value in this hour-long presentation. And I was just glad that she finished up quickly. She actually ended earlier than the hour. But there was absolutely no value. And so you had about 12 people in the room, and some of them had businesses. I'd say the majority of them were already in business, but they're kind of at a spot in their business where they're trying to figure out what direction they're going to go in, or, you know, how do I fix this mess that I'm in? And there were a couple of people who, one either had a product and he was trying to figure out how to get it to market. Another one, she had an idea. Two ladies actually had an idea of what they wanted to do for a business but didn't know the direction, and they came looking for advice. And so anyway, after she finishes her presentation, we get to the point where she opens up for questions and people start asking questions. And the first guy who asked her questions, it was the product guy, the guy who had a product. He's asking her these questions, and his one question was, you know, his question led up to point being, should I try crowdsourcing? And she looks at him with like a blank look on her face, and she says, I don't know what that is. Okay, and this lady, and the reason she's doing this presentation, this workshop, is because she is, quote unquote, a business consultant, and she helps businesses grow and start, okay? But she doesn't know what crowdsourcing is. She's an older lady, probably in her early 50s, maybe her late 40s, but I'm going to guess early 50s. So she may have had a lot of successful businesses. My guess is they were primarily franchises, and I'm also going to guess that she's including her career in there, in which she was probably an executive at somebody else's Fortune 500. And so I don't really know, but though that would be my guess. And so anyway, she's not staying up with the times. She doesn't have the answers. And it wasn't just his answers or his questions that she couldn't answer. It was other people's questions that she couldn't answer. And I don't know if it was because she was trying to hold back because she charges for this service. But she did pass around at this time. She did pass around a sign up for a free consultation, which only two people filled out. And so anyway, I got really frustrated after like the third or fourth question. I got really frustrated because, again, there was absolutely no value being shared. There was no guidance, no direction. She wasn't helping these people, which is why they came to get help. And so I just started chiming in. I just started, I just started asking them questions and then started giving them advice. And people who didn't ask questions came up to me afterwards and like, hey, when you said this or that, or when you mentioned that, it totally gave me an idea of something I could do to start my business or to grow my business, or, you know, really help me get a better idea of how I could do this or that. And that's why they came there. They were looking for inspiration and looking for guidance and direction. And they got absolutely nothing until I started talking, until I started answering these questions and really providing guidance. And you know, when people ask me this question, they said, Chris, why do you charge for your kick the tires consultation, which is essentially, it's $200 a month for a 60-minute phone call or web meeting. So most of them are like a Google Hangout. But it's one-on-one, and it's 60 minutes. And people always ask, why do you charge $200 for that, for me to come and see if you're worth your value? And I said, because here's the thing. When you come to me and we sit down and we start talking, I'm going to dump so much value on you that you will never have to talk to me again if you listen to what I tell you, right? If we start chatting, I am going to add so much value. I'm going to give you strategies. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it, and in that hour, you're going to leave with more information than you've ever had on the topic of packaging, positioning, and promoting your products and services. Okay? That and I'm going to give you a simple strategy. I'm going to give you a strategy of something you can actually go implement and start doing to start getting better results. And if you go do it, that $200 will have been well worth it. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't go and do it because they don't know how. Right? And even if I tell them, they still, it's time consuming. It's all these things, right? And they don't make the effort. They don't take the time. and which is where a lot of them, the smart ones, will come back to me, and they'll go up to the next level of service, which is Performer Plus or whatever it is on my website. And then that's where I come in, and I spend an entire day on site hacking their business and telling them, you know, digging into their business to find ways to improve it and to grow it and to make it more successful, and actually helping them with the implementation of some of these steps and the strategy, okay, because they don't have the expertise and the knowledge. And that's exactly how I grew my business in that 6 month period of time. Is in my workshop, you could come for an hour to one of my workshops and expect to leave with your mind blown, right? That's the point. Like, I'm going to dump so much value, and I'm going to teach you exactly what to do and how I do it so that you can then go and do it. Right? I'm going to tell you the tools that I use. I'm going to tell you the tricks that I use. I'm going to tell you the step-by-step strategy that you can go and do. And one of the other things I did that was pretty unique at the time, and I have seen it a little bit since this, but I would let the audience direct my I let the audience direct my presentation. And what I mean by that is, the first thing I would do is I would always prepare a presentation, but what I would do sometimes with the audience is I would just start getting to know them. I would start asking them questions, finding out about their business. I'd ask everybody what their business is, what they do, and the number one thing that they're struggling with. And then I would use that to fuel my presentation. So what I would do is I would start dishing out strategy to those individual business people. So if somebody came to me and said, I'm an auto mechanic and I'm trying to figure out how to get get my clients to be more consistent or to get new customers, then what I would do is ask some questions, and then I would deliver a strategy, and I'd say something like, Do you charge for your inspections, or do you charge for your diagnostic? If they say yes, I'd say you need to advertise that you do free diagnostic. But not that it's just free, but that it's limited time free, and for new customers who come in at this time, or new customers who come in, you're going to waive your diagnostic fee. So instead of them having to pay, you know, $69 or $97, whatever it is, whatever number you want to put out there, instead of having to pay that, they're going to get it for free, right? Do that and really market that and really advertise that and make that your focus. And then when they come in, you treat them like they are your biggest paying customer. You do the work. You give them the best evaluation or diagnostics they've ever had. If they bring it in because their air conditioner is not working great, which is a common thing in Arizona, by the way, if they bring it in because the air conditioner is not working great, then you don't just check the air conditioner. You pull the tires off and look at the brakes. You check the fluids, and if the fluid's low, you just fill them up, right? That can't cost you much. You check the oil. You see if the oil's dirty. You see if it's low. You do these things, and you just give them incredible service and add a bunch of value to them. And then you go back to them and say, hey, look, when we do a diagnostic, we don't just look at the problem that you brought in for. We look at all these different things. And you lead with, we topped your fluids, and we do this, and you tell them, this is, we don't charge for this, we gave you new washer fluid, we topped your brake fluid, we added a quart or half a quart of oil because you were low, and we did notice that your oil is kind of dirty. Do you know the last time you had your oil changed? Maybe something you want to do, that's a $29 charge when we do that. We checked your air filter, we checked your cabin filter, we even checked your brakes. You may even elaborate on that one and say something like, you know, we pulled your tires off and checked your brakes to make sure that your car is going to perform safely while you're driving your family around. And we noticed that your brakes are great, they're fine. You probably have another 6 months on those brakes, at least. And then we did get to your core problem, the air conditioner. We determined that you just needed some, I don't know, whatever, coolant, Freon, whatever they put in there. And it's working much better now. And they're at this point, they're just blown away. And you may even say at that point, and all I'm going to charge you for is the Freon that we put in or whatever it is that we use to recharge your air conditioner, and that came to $12.95. And they're going to be happy to pay that, even if that's just your cost, right? You're not charging for any labor, the diagnostic was free, all the other fluids were free. You're just covering your cost on that Freon, whatever it is you put in there. And they're going to be blown away. And even if it was $25, $35, they're going to be happy to pay that because of everything else that you just did, all the other value that you just added to them is just going to blow them away. And you know what? You're going to have a customer for life. As long as they still live where you are, as long as you're still alive, as they're still alive. And you know what else they're going to do? They're going to go and they're going to tell everybody about this incredible service that they just got. And they're going to tell them, you got to go see so-and-so over at so-and-so because this is what he did for me. It's absolutely amazing. I've never experienced that before. And so that's what I would do at these workshops. And I would just lay that out for people and their minds would just be blown. Very simple, right? And almost common sense. But they're not doing it. People aren't doing these things because they're so focused on making money today. I need to make money. I got to make this much money. I got to cover my costs. I can't do anything for free. But what you really have to understand is how much is a customer worth to you? If a customer comes in for an oil change, that's a very nominal. You don't make a bunch of money on an oil change, I'm sure, right? With the cost of oil, with your time, there's not a whole lot of profit in an oil change. I may be wrong. Maybe there is. But it's not a lot of money. Okay? From my perspective, that's not a lot of money. If somebody's paying you $25, $30, $40 to get their oil change, you're spending $12 in oil, and then if you're paying somebody else, like there's not a lot of money in that. But if you do a killer job, when people come in to get their oil change, not only do you change their oil, but you're checking their brakes, you're filling all their other fluids, you're doing all this other stuff, and you're giving them a great diagnostic and recommending other services, then it's a whole different experience, right? And if they can come in for an awesome oil change experience, then what's the lifetime value of that customer? When their brakes are bad, where are they going to go, right? When something happens to their vehicle and they don't know what it is, when the battery dies, when it overheats, when there's this noise, or when the shocks aren't so nice and cozy, when they need new tires, where are they going to go? To the place where they had the awesome experience, to the person they're trusting and they know and they like, who's always helping them out and always doing awesome work, right? And so again, that's what I would do at these workshops. And people would just leave with all these ideas of how they could go and make changes in their business to really grow. Right, to find more customers, to make more money. And so at this workshop, that didn't happen. These people were there for some guidance, for some direction, to get questions to their answers, to get help, and they weren't getting it. So I started chiming in, and again, afterwards, a lot of feedback. And one lady I talked to for probably about 35 minutes. And again, all I did was just add value, value, value. And about 5 minutes into it, she's like, wait a minute, I got to get some paper and write this down. Because again, I was just giving her strategy, telling her exactly what to go do and how to do it and recommending all this and that, right? And so, you know what? Like, nobody took their wallet out and gave me any money that day at that workshop. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue to add value. Like, one of the people I met, when I first met him, he said he's a business mindset coach. So he really helps like business owners get their minds right about being self-employed, about being business owners, about all this stuff. A psychiatrist, and that's how he's positioned his expertise, is in helping people get their mindset right. And so when I told him what I did, he said, oh, well, we should probably team up. And he's like, because I don't do that, and I know a lot of the people that come to me are looking for that. And so, you know what? We chatted for a bit at the meeting. He didn't stick around afterwards. He kind of disappeared. But I got his business card. And you know what I've been doing since that event? Whenever I come across an article or I listen to a podcast episode or I read something somewhere, whether it's in a book or whatever, if it's in a book, I take a picture of it. If it's an article, I link to it. If it's a podcast, I link to it. And I shoot him an email and say, hey, Dr. Frank, came across this today, read this in this book, or listened to this podcast, thought it would be great for you. If it's valuable, maybe you'll be able to share it with your audience. Right? So I'm just adding value to him. Just adding value and value and value and value. Not every day. It doesn't happen every day. But anytime there's something that brings me back to Dr. Frank, I share it. Same thing with the other people that I talked to at that meeting. Anytime something comes across my desk or my eyeballs or my ears that I say, oh, I bet so-and-so would like this, or I bet this would add value to them, I'm sharing it with them. I'm sending them an email or a text message, and I'm sharing it with them. And I'm just constantly adding value, right? And so that's what we got to do, right? Like, you can't just put on a workshop to get people in a room so you can get their information and hopefully get them to just say, yeah, I want your services. But if you can get people in a room and you can blow their minds by adding a ton of value, giving them a ton of direction, and just really helping them and making them feel better, more confident, they're getting their questions answered, they're getting more clarity, and whatever it is that you do, you know, it doesn't matter. If you can get their eyeballs and get their attention and you can make them feel like they're number one, make them feel like you have their true interest at heart, and that you really want to help them, then you'll win them over, right? And they'll be customers for life. And even if you don't make as much money as you could have today, then when they come back for that bigger repair, you'll make your money then, right? And as they start bringing their friends, and they bring their husband's vehicle, or their wife's vehicle, they bring their kids' vehicles, they bring their parents' vehicle, whatever it is, right? There's this process of growth that's going to happen from those experiences. And so, you know what, you have to be willing, and this is what I call open source your expertise. You have to be willing to give away your expertise, to share with people so that they can value from it. They can get value from it so that from what you share with them, they find a benefit and they find application. And they know that without you, they can still be successful, right? They know that without you, so even in my mechanic example, if you tell them all these things that's wrong with their vehicle and say, but look, I would recommend you go get a second opinion, and they go to somebody else and somebody else says, yeah, all those things are wrong, then it's not like they're going to go to them because they're $5 cheaper. They're going to come back to you and say, yeah, I got that second opinion, and you know what? All it did was confirm that you're great. And so I want you to go ahead and do this, this, and this, and we'll do this in a week or something like that, right? So we have to be more open to sharing our expertise and not so afraid of letting that out of the box, like it's your golden ticket, like it's a secret, and they can only get it when they pay for it. Because if you do that, then nobody's ever going to be there to pay for it because they don't know that you have that expertise. They don't know that you can help them. And just like this lady, she came and she wasn't helping anybody, and all the questions that came to her, she didn't answer them. She couldn't answer some of them. She just, I don't know if it was because she was just trying to lock it up until they were willing to take out their wallet and pay her for it. I don't know. But she did sound like she was kind of old school and not knowing what crowdsourcing is. And, you know, the things she talked about how, you know, about the need to be able to go get funding and that you need to have your business plan written out and you need to do all these things. Like, they're kind of old school. And so you just really have to be aware of what's going on right now, what technologies are available to you right now, what things can you do right now that are going to set you apart from your competition and make you that amazing awe factor that people just want to devour and be a part of and the services that they want to have, because that is what's going to drive your growth. That's what's going to take you to the next level in your business. Okay, so you got to be willing to open source your expertise. And again, there's lots of mediums, there's lots of channels, there's lots of technology that allows us to do that today outside of, you know, doing workshops. And so, you know, I went to another event recently where it was at it's kind of like an incubator setup, but it's funded by the town or by the city. And then there's a lady that runs it, and every week she's bringing people in to do presentations. The one I went to, and again, I go to these things to meet people, and so to meet other business people. And so the one I went to was on small business taxes or something like that. And And she said the next one is on branding. And so, you know, I went up to her after the meeting and I said, so I would love to participate. I'd love to be able to do a presentation here and just add a bunch of value to the people you have coming and that are part of your group. And she said, yeah, that would be great, right? Because what does she want to do? She wants to add value to the people who are subscribed to her group or who come to her meetings. And she doesn't have all the expertise. She just knows how to make connections and deliver or bring people in and allow other people to deliver these presentations. And she has a nice setup and a nice training room and all this stuff. And all she does is make the connections. And so that's going to give me an opportunity to show my expertise and just add a ton of value. And so, you know, you have to be willing to do these things sometimes. You know, get out from behind the computer, get out from depending on your billboards and your telephone ads and your Facebook posts and your Twitter posts. And you have to go out and you have to meet people because you have to think about where are people's mindset. Like, so many people are still offline when it comes to making connections and doing their buying when it comes to business-to-business stuff. I mean, in the consumer world, that's a little bit different. But in business-to-business, there's still a lot of offline thinking and processing. So so really the message of today was you need to focus on how can you hack what you do, like, to get more business, right? Like, and the best way to do that is how can you open source your expertise? How can you take what you know and build it into what you do in such a way that you're constantly adding a ton of value and just killing it with people, right? So you have to think about, what do I know? Why do people come to me? In the mechanic scenario, I'm always going to go to a mechanic because I know absolutely nothing about my vehicle. Could I get a YouTube video and learn how to change my oil? Yes, absolutely. But the 3 hours the first time it would take me isn't worth it based on what I make in a 3-hour period of time generally, right? And so for me, it's more valuable to go to an expert who knows how to do that and can do it in 30 minutes, and I'm happy to pay that, right? Because that's what they do and I don't have to deal with it. So think about what it is that you do, why do people come to you, and then figure out how do you use that expertise as your proposition, as your bait or as your lure to bring people in and then just wow them with it. And that's really what you need to hack. And I think I've probably talked about this before, but that's because so many people don't do it. So many people are still just, this is what I do, this is how I help people, and this is why you want to come see me, and this is why I'm great. And that's it. And there's been no value. And I just have to take your word for it. And that's not working. At least with, you know, social media, with live streaming, with podcasting, with articles, I can start to experience your expertise, right? And then when I come and see you, I get to experience more of that expertise. So anyway, that's it for today. Just getting into more ranting now, but think about it, put it to the test, really get out there and try it. And, you will see amazing results guaranteed. Like I said, I doubled my 12-month revenues within 6 months from like 12 workshops and a couple other presentations. So, and these weren't big workshops. We're talking like, at the very least 10 people, at the very most, probably 150. Okay. So, that's all I got for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully this is beneficial. I love sharing this stuff with you guys. I hope it's helping you. I know I get some feedback here and there, from listeners. And so I appreciate that. Appreciate the reviews, the comments, and emails that I get from you guys, letting me know about the success that you've had from these podcasts and the things that I share. So keep those coming because it excites me and it gets me thinking about more stuff I can share with you. So thanks again for tuning in to Marketing Draft. Again, you can find us at marketingdraft.com or chrisegg.com, and look forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Y'all have a great rest of the day.